let's declare the meeting open at 10:15. It's the ordinary meeting of council. 19th of September 25. Thank you all for your patience and for changing the meeting date from Tuesday through to Friday for reasons being in regards to the Outback Way AGM in Perth. Announcement of visitors. We have nil. Disclaimer notices. Council meeting information notes are in front there. Four, public question time, 4.1, responses to previous public questions taken on notice. Nil. 4.2, public question time.
Through the chair, my apologies. We had received a public question that was submitted in writing yesterday from Mr. Renee Redingus. There is three questions. We respect, I can read them into the minute. However, I would like to take the questions on notice so we can provide a comprehensive response.
Thank you. Can you just read them in?
Yep. Sure. Question one, what plans are in place to mitigate road traffic noise leading to the Nambie Road bypass junction? Please specify. Question two, what plans are in place to mitigate the harmful effects of dust from trucks using the bypass to minimise the chronic negative effects of dust on the residents of the Maitland, Harris and Redingus' properties? I refer to the effects on the respiratory and mental health, also on the negative effects on vegetation. Question three, what are the Shire's plans to minimise the damage caused by flooding due to the construction of the bypass road as it is? Respectfully, and it's undersigned.
Okay. All right, we'll take those on notice and
thank you.
Get the reply through. Thank you. Five, announcement from the presiding member. Just quickly, a few meetings through the month, a bit of travel. Earlier on was we attended the Labor and Mining Alliance meeting, both the CEO Ty and myself. Which was pretty much about all the miners in that area or adjacent to Leonora as well, get together and a discussion of where they're at and what they're doing and their proposals going forward, along with their mining activities. So nothing really specific out of there, apart from they're all pretty positive. The majority were there were all gold miners and they've had big smiles on their faces and certainly working forward with their mining activities. Also attended the Wiluna Caravan Park opening in Wiluna, which was good. It's a lovely little caravan park there. Also got housing for accommodation for families and rooms, not specifically SPQ, larger than that, self-contained rooms.
Is that next to where the Shire office, the old pub?
Councillor Norrie, would you like to say something? Yes. So it's at the back of the Shire buildings. So that was opened by the Minister David Michael, who was there in attendance. So that's going to be a big plus for Wiluna with the Gun Barrel Highway and along with the Canning Stock Route as well for people travelling down through there in recent years. For those who know that haven't really had too much accommodation in Wiluna for people to stay. So big barbecue area, playground area, and so yeah, really fenced off beautifully. It's very well done. So congratulations to them. On that same evening, left at Wiluna in a bit of a hurry to get back to Leonora, where we had a dinner up at Hoover House. Also, the minister got down here a bit quicker than me because he was in his plane. But that was all in regards to the agreement between Raleigh Finlayson and Genesis. board were there and the Shire and Leonora in regards to the contribution of $1 million a year for the next 5 years to the community of Leonora. So that was a great outcome. The board was there. You probably saw some photos we're getting around. So, it's exciting times for Leonora going forward, but certainly a contribution like that hasn't been seen from any mining company in my time in Leonora. Whilst we've got a good rapport with all the mining companies and we do get support from them, generally it's into a road agreement or whatever the case may be, but to have something that's direct into the community of Leonora is pretty good. So going forward, there'll be more information come out about that and processes and what have you. Ty and myself made our way to Perth for the AGM of the Outback Way. Had the opportunity on the Tuesday morning to meet with the Minister David Michael again at Parliament House. It was a meeting I was invited to in regards to the Outback Way, and Patrick Hill was in attendance as well. So the Minister is certainly taking time to talk to us in the Northern Goldfields as the representative for the Goldfields. And he's taken a lot of questions on notice that we'll get information back to, but certainly appreciated the opportunity to meet with the Minister in Perth. And on Tuesday afternoon was the AGM for the Outback Way. Went on for 2 or 3 hours, which was pretty good to listen to. Wallace Shire Leonora isn't a voting delegate at the AGM. We certainly were given our opportunity to voice what was happening. Did a presentation in regards to the prospectus, economic prospectus in the Northern Goldfields. So that was good to present to all the people there where the Northern Goldfields is at the moment, where the Goldfields Working Group, Northern Goldfields Working Group, and what's transpired in the last 4 to 5 years since that group's come together. So there's a lot of good work done there that's going to be forwarded through or interact with the Outback Way for the information that they need to progress. The unfortunate thing is the bitumen side of it, it's at a halt at the moment. They're still waiting to get some agreements done with, or finalised with some of the land owners out there. But in due course that'll happen. But certainly in the meantime, they're identifying areas potentially where that services need to be along the road. And that's all the way along from roadhouses to other types of services that need to be in place. So they're doing some good work there. And then on Wednesday, again, we had just an open forum, really, in regards to the road and everyone's input into it. We were lucky to have a member for O'Connor, and Rick Wilson was there. Also WA Senators and Matt O'Sullivan and Slade Brockman, and Queensland National Senator and Susan McDonald, and also Upper House Mining Pastoral Member Neil Thompson. So there was quite a lot of people there that were taking a lot of interest of where the road's at, and the general consensus is that try and get a bit of pressure back on main roads to try and push these agreements through that seem to be sitting a lot with the lawyers at the moment. So going forward from there, this week is, or next week I should say, I'm losing the weeks at the moment, is local government week, which I think we've got 4 attendees.
Oh, yes.
Ross and Alex attending.
Three councillors and myself.
Yeah. So that's on, starts on Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning. Just quickly, council elections. we had four vacant seats. I'd especially like to thank that there was two councillors that are didn't nominate again and retiring, and so I'd special thanks to Councillor Richard Cottrell and Lani Peterson. Fortunately, Richard can't be here today, but Lani is. Thank them for all their work and effort towards council, and then Lani's been on council since 2004. 21 years.
No,
22 years. 2025 now, so. Thank you for all your work, insight to what happens, the goings on and the Tower Street Leonora after dark, but certainly Lani's contribution has been second to none, so thank you very much, Lani. And we have I haven't nominated a date yet, but we're wishing to probably have a dinner up at Hoover House to thank Lani and Richard for their efforts, but also welcome in the two new candidates. We're lucky enough that we don't have an election, so Councillor Alex Taylor and Councillor Tanya Nadone were re-elected back into their seats. So good to see you there, and also two new councillors in Naomi Sprigg de Santos and Cheryl Cottrell. So they're going to be great additions to council. So congratulations to all. I know it's made it a lot easier for council and staff not having elections, and probably keep the cost down a little bit as well. But in saying that, I think you know, the council's pretty strong. I know there's a lot of councils even close by, four seats, or four people, or four seats available, and some have got seven or eight nominees and nominations. So I think for Leonora itself, it sort of spells out that everyone or the community is very happy with the current council, the structure and the way we're running. So I take that as a bit of credit to everybody, including staff and the councillors alike. So we'll swear in the new councillors in the next month, and then we'll progress from there. Okay, that's enough for me. Righto, moving forward, we are up to six records of attendance, apologies, leave as absence, 6.1 attendance. We've got apologies in Councillor Richard Cottrell.
Yes.
6.3 leave of absence. 6.4 approved leave of absence. Declaration of interest, 7.1, 2 and 3. Financial proximity and impartiality. Anyone? Nil. 8, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 19th of August 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Of a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Norrie. Seconder. Councillor Harris. Those in favour. Thank you, that's everyone. Nine, presentations. 9.1, 2, 3 and 4, petitions, presentations, deputation, delegated reports, delegates reports. Nil, 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 nil.
Nothing received.
10.1, reports of the Audit and Risk Improvement Committees. 10.1A, which was the quarterly risk management updates for September 2025, which is right there in front of you. Any questions in regards to the agenda item?
Sorry, just through the chair, there is a mistake in the resolution. It should read council, not audit and risk committee. Unfortunately, when we copied the same report across from the audit risk improvement committee, I neglected to change that, so I do apologise for council. So we'll seek to have an alternative resolution to we'll fix that.
The recommendation?
In the recommendation,
yeah.
It reads that the audit risk and improvement committee received the summary of updates to the risk profiles, risk register, and the risk profiles up to September 2025.
Yep.
It should read that council received the audit and risk improvement committee report.
Any questions, councillors? Okay, the recommendation has just been read out with the update. Have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Harris. Seconder, Councillor Nardone. Those in favour? That's everyone, thank you. 10.1B, related party transactions and disclosures.
Through the chair, I do apologise again. Some mistake has happened in this report that I've both brought across. So the recommendation should read that council receive the report from the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee in regards to the related party disclosures.
Thank you. Any questions in regards to 10.1B? Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting. Recommendations just been read out and updated. Can we move in a seconder, please? Councillor Taylor. Where are we, Councillor Norrie? Sorry. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Ten point two, Chief Executive Officer reports. 10.0. Ten point three, Manager of Business Services. 10.3A is a monthly financial statement for July 2025.
Through the chair, happy to present this report on behalf of Kiara. I'd just really like to note the outstanding work that Kiara Lord, our Manager of Business Services, has done, and also with her team, very small team, in regards to implementing the new Council First system. It's been a massive update for the Shire. This is the first report on the new system that we've been able to present for this. I'm happy to take any questions in regards to it.
Is July correct, or should it say August?
No, these are the monthly financial statements from to the end of 31st of July.
Thank you.
Attachment, sorry.
Yeah, I've got
to be.
I remember I took it out. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, this one. So do apologise, councillors. This is the report that was presented this morning, received last night.
Thank you. Anything there you'd like to highlight?
Not from me, no. I'm happy to take questions.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions, councillors? We've got a few minutes to have a look. Rates are progressing.
The rates have been progressing quite well over the last, over the last week. We've had some significant rate income, particularly from our larger ratepayers. That's all progressing quite well. Unfortunately, I couldn't give you, I'm not up to date enough to give you a detail.
Yeah, that's fine, thank you. saying indicating the first month of the new financial year, so.
Correct, so yes, Fred the Chair. So the actual rate notices hadn't gone out at that stage, hence the reason why there's zero balance
there. Exactly. Okay, no other questions, councillors? Recommendation there, the council accept the monthly financial statement for the month end 31st of July 25, consisting of compilation report, statement of financial activity and material variances reports for the 31st of July 25. I can have a move and a seconder, please. Russell Peterson. Seconder, Councillor Norrie. Those in favour? Thank you. That's everyone. Thank you. 10.3B, accounts for payment. Accounts for payment July to August 2025.
Through the Chair again, I'm happy to present this on behalf of Chiara. Please see the attached payments. I'm happy to take any questions in regards to any of the payments.
Thank you. Any questions, councillors, in regards to the accounts for payment? Councillor Norrie.
Through the Chair, I did have a question on ID 69, Rangeland Services, but it was not just installation of depot security gates, it's a whole series of work done. Looked a bit funny, $100,000 for installing some gates, but it's for lots of
apparently
that you can't put much into the explanation.
Next, Ty.
Yeah, so through the Chair, just to explain that expense through Rangelands, Council, the Shire is going for an upgrade of its security arrangements across the board. One of the aspects that we've already implemented is electronic security to all our facilities, swipe tag, which allows audits on recordings in and out, and also allows us to stop access pretty much straight away, as opposed to the old key system, which is problematic. This particular expense is part of that project, and that's relating to the installation of the electronic gates down at the depot. There's one at the front and there's one at the back. They are operated through an app on people's phones, so they can go down there and open the gate electronically. It just removes a lot of the unauthorised people that were going down to that depot, particularly when staff were there, and again it's the integrity of that key system which allows us now to allow up to date pretty much by the minute access if we need to cut somebody off we can, or we can also allow access remotely as well, so we can jump onto our phone and open the gate now for anyone, and there'll be signs installed in regards to contact numbers. It's really just from a very much from a safety point of view, not only for our team, but also other members of the public that may need to use or attend that facility. Yes, so Gwalia, we will be installing gates at Hoover House, at the museum precinct, the electronic gate there. There will also be another electronic gate at the back of this facility here as well, particularly on this administration building, improving those sight lines. As you drive out of the back of the administration building, it is quite difficult to see people using the footpath. So we're going to extend that out, so that'll be the open sort of garrison style fencing and electronic gate as well.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Any questions? Okay, the recommendation is there. The council accept the accounts for payment as detailed. One, credit card transactions, August 25, totaling $19,913.97. Two, direct bank transactions totaling $47,109.28. And batch payments totaling $1,598,937.29. And four, payroll payments from pay period ending the 19th of the 8th, 25, to the 2nd of the 9th, 25, totalling $314,547.98. I have a mover and a seconder for the council payment. Councillor Nardone. Seconder. Councillor Norrie. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. $10.4, Manager of Community Services. Nil. Quiet month. $10.5, Environmental Health Officers Reports. Nil. $10.6, Elected Members Reports. Nil. 11, motions of which the previous notices have been given. 12, questions from members without notice. New business of urgent nature introduced by the decision of the meeting. 13.1 is elected members. Nil. 13.2 is officers. Nil. 14. Meeting closed to the public. 14.1 and 2 is matters for which the meeting may be closed. Public meeting of resolution that may be made public. Nil, nil, nil. 15, state council agenda. Nil. Sitting in Parliament currently. Next meeting is in October. Meeting closed 10:42. Thank you. Thank you for your participation.
No, not 25th. I think we've got one on the 14th.